The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Break out my assless chaps. We're getting wild today on Daily Pop. Magic Mike 3 is coming. There's a crazy cheating scandal on Selling Sunset. And Wendy Raquel Robinson is back. I mean.
Hello. Hello.
What luncheon are you going to?
You guys, it's too cold. I don't care. It's jacket weather in this studio for me today.
You're fabulous.
I'm doing fall. I'm doing fall fashions.
But first, let's talk about one of our favorite Hollywood couples. They just broke up. Tiffany Haddish and Common have called it quits after a year of dating. A source tells E! News there was no ugly drama, that they were both very busy with work and decided not to continue a long-distance relationship. Did you think these two would make it work?
Well, I thought for sure that they were together longer than a year. When you said a year, it felt like they had been undercover with their relationship. Not undercover, but not
quiet.
Quiet. You know what I will say? Refreshing. You knew that they were together. You knew that they loved each other. You knew there was a good vibe happening. Yeah. They weren't leading with it. They weren't using this for publicity. Like, it was a really authentic relationship now that I'm taking the time to really analyze it.
100%. Right.
But when I heard a year, it's like some things we talk about on the show, I'm like, God, that was 6 years ago already. And then some things I'm like, wait, this has only been 1 year. So I'm sad to see them part ways. But I do believe there's definitely no ugly drama. I think it was probably just our time is up right now.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I love, and I really, really, I was fighting for them. I really was. I was hoping for them.
Right.
And I love Tiffany. I love Common, but I know that their schedules are insane. But sometimes you gotta make that compromise, you gotta make that sacrifice, you gotta fight for love. It's so hard. But I really hope that maybe they could get back together.
That's
Call me
about
a hopeless
say,
romantic.
Wendy.
I really do. I hope that everything comes back around.
Right. This ain't over.
It ain't over till it's over.
This ain't
so
over.
So hold on, Tiffany.
Really?
And Common ain't Common.
This ain't over. The jam of this whole scenario is you are both correct. A, they didn't use this for publicity.
No, they didn't.
This was a real
so
relationship.
Nice.
They are both adults. I think what happened was they got into this relationship when the pandemic started. It was cute. We were at home every night. We were de-nicing.
We're doing challenges.
We're hanging. And then the world came back around, and it was time to clock back in.
Right.
And time to get back on your grind. What I love about these two is they were adult about it. Instead of letting it crash and burn and me feeling resentful because you didn't make the effort to come see me on my set, and you feeling resentful because I didn't come to this movie awards with you, we decided to part ways amicably. And you know what? We're going to be adult and get back together when it's time to smash
when
again.
When it's time. When everything just kind of settles in, settles down, we get our grounding again and come together. No.
I don't see it.
Why not?
I don't think so.
Come on, Morgan.
I want to. I think this is, I think the year, now that it's been dictated, I think this is done.
You think this is done for real? Do you think that people really do make, like when people use the excuse, we're too busy, do you think it's true or do you think it's a cop out?
I think it's both. You know what I mean? I work in Atlanta 3 months out of the year, if not 4 to 5, and it's really hard. You have to make a concerted effort.
But don't you feel like 3 months goes by so... I feel like 4 to 5 gets long, but 3 months goes by
while
so...
While I'm working, but to my partner...
Right. But they're both...
It's a waiting thing.
But that's a problem. Look.
It's a big problem.
I don't know if this is the real tea, but I have a weird feeling. Men at 49 don't want someone who is still on the up and up. At 49, you want to chill. You want to do your one John Wick a year. Mm-hmm. You want to hang out. You want your girl to be there. Mm-hmm. Tiffany Haddish, excuse my language, just got her period.
She just got her period.
Like, she is a young woman in this industry. People want to be.
She's working.
She is working it. Like, she is a Hellcat out here.
Right.
Yeah. If you're a 50-year-old man, sometimes you've done the Hellcat thing. You've been in this game for 3 decades. This woman has to go to every premiere. She has to be on every cover.
She's still hustling through that. Italy. Fabulous. I don't know. I know. It's upsetting. It's a bummer. But I do agree it probably is a little bit of both, where it just becomes too difficult. And, you know, there's no need to, like, string it along. But we'll see.
I love the way they did it, though. Class act.
Same.
If you got to say goodbye, let's do it. We're going to put 100% out a statement, and we're going to do it properly.
Yes. Tiffany, can I get that comedy special so I can hear the real tea, girl?
Okay, because you know she...
Well, someone who didn't do it classy, the new season of Selling Sunset just dropped on Netflix, and the drama has gone next level. It seems Christine Quinn and newcomer Emma Hernan were dating the same man at the same damn time.
Same damn time.
We know who it is. Ooh. If you haven't seen it yet, here's the moment they realized what was going on in front of cameras.
I was leaving the gym with who I thought was my boyfriend, and she pulled up with her friend, and she was like, who the F is this? And then started screaming, this is my boyfriend. I tried to pull off in my car. She drove her car, blocked my car, so I couldn't move, and her and her friend were banging on my windows, screaming, and I didn't really know what to do. And then he comes out, starts screaming at her that she's crazy and to leave me alone because I did nothing wrong. She was nothing but, you know, a nightmare for me.
Wow.
All right. E! News has learned that Christine and Emma's ex is Peter Cornell, the director of sports and entertainment division of the Oppenheim Group.
Ooh.
I have two things to say before we get into this discussion.
Okay. Mm. As he swallows.
One is, who is running human resources at this company?
Ah.
Cookie Monster? Because everybody is dating everybody in this company. If I looked at another gay man with a dirty eye, I would be called up and written up. But Chrishell's dating her boss, and Christine was dating her boss. Now the ex-girlfriend works there. Who's doing the hiring?
It's a reality show, right? Like, this all is just so good for the show. I mean, this sounds really dramatic.
I know. It's selling the drama. I feel like the real drama is behind the show.
100%.
You know what I mean?
It always is. The houses are the backdrop. People really just want to know who's sleeping with whose boyfriend. And, like, you know, these are obviously two beautiful women. I think they both should just say bye to this guy.
Is it a setup? Is it real, though?
Well, Christine already moved on. I think the setup came. This woman came in, probably interviewed for a job. Uh-huh. And they asked her, probably, who do you know on the show already?
Oh, this is how you think this happened?
And she was like, I know Christine because this happened. And they were like, you're hired.
Yeah, exactly. Come bring the drama, mama.
They heard about this and then were like, we need that girl.
Oh, for sure.
This was like not like she just walked in on a Wednesday. Like, of course. But you know what? This is what people want to watch reality television for.
I want to know what David is serving. What is he serving?
No, honey, Peter Cornell is Peter Cornell is 6'5". I would box a bitch for that, too.
Yeah, he's a tall glass of water.
I would fight Floyd Mayweather on my worst day for this man. Okay. Have you ever caught a man cheating, and what did you do?
Oh, that was high school. Oh, my God. I was like them, but I didn't have a car.
Right.
I was ready to pull up. I was ready.
That's so nice that was the last time that happened.
That I'm aware of.
Okay, there you go.
That I'm aware of.
That you're aware of. Yeah. I like that. I get it.
Yeah, that I'm aware of.
Could you keep it calm?
In high school, probably not, but later, yeah.
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah, I just think at some point, like, when you grow, you mature, not going to bang on someone's windows.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
First of all, I'm too tired to basically sit here. Like, are you kidding?
Exactly.
You think I'm
going to
physically bang on someone's window? I mean, I don't think I could love another person that much to do that. That's a lot.
But you know, love does make you crazy.
It will make you a little loopy. Oh, for sure. Like, don't try me, but I'm also like, if he's like my boyfriend and we're not even like, you know, talking, I don't know. I just feel like, if anything, that anger should have been directed at him, not the other lady.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Justin?
What
would Justin do?
Justin would have put a hex on this person. There would have been a seance that would have been like ashes in the sky. It would have continued for 10 years. I mean,
he would have put the color purple hex. It'd be like, everything you done did to me.
Meanwhile, I would end up on an episode of Snapped. Because love will make you do wrong. I feel like when I hear about people being cheated on, because, you know, I ain't got a man. And probably because the Lord knows I would raise some hell, okay? But when I hear about things and people getting cheated on, I just heard about somebody getting cheated on the other day. The anger that I feel. Yeah. Like, I know what the Betty Broderick was going through. Mm-hmm. I would have drove my car through that house, too.
Exactly.
Am I wrong?
And waited for them to come out.
Come on.
I dare you.
It's also so,
All right, guys, get those stimmies ready, honey, because you're going to need to cash them checks because Channing Tatum is stripping down and busting a move.
Uh-oh.
Ready or not, we're going to be seeing a lot more of this on the big screen.
The law says that you cannot touch.
But I think I see a lot of lawbreakers.
You guys, Magic Mike 3 is coming back. Magic Mike 1 and Magic Mike 2 made almost $300 million worldwide.
Damn.
I'm ready. These men behind us. Like, look how we get them in, like, large. I mean, Jesus.
They're larger than life.
I've never felt more pregnant than right now. I just see these jeans and abs, and I'm literally like,
oh, my God.
Is there, like, a donut around? Like, gross.
I saw this movie 3 times.
Did you really?
Have you seen it?
Well, I saw the first one, yeah.
Okay.
You know what? It's something about strippers. It feels a little invasive to me.
Well,
it's too much.
Wendy, you're a classy lady.
No, what?
She is a classy
lady. That's classy.
Well, honey, don't let the class fool you. Now. I can still go both ways. But I'm just saying, it's like, it gets a little too intrusive sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
I get
enough.
Look, I better smell that Victoria's Secret apple spray on you. I want you to be in my face.
Secret apple spray?
Yeah, you know how
is that what you're looking for?
He wants musk.
That's what you're looking for.
Yes. He wants musk. But this is, this is a good lineup back here.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it, too.
It is tasty, but I like the visual from afar.
What, is someone coming out and dancing?
I have a surprise for you guys.
You do?
Remember that striptease I did on the show?
Yeah.
I saw the one you did right before.
Are they coming back right now?
No. So I did a striptease on the show one time. It didn't go very well.
My ankle was broken for 2 weeks.
I broke her ankle. This was before she was pregnant.
Oh, during his striptease?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. But the people over at Warner Brothers saw it.
And
I will be in Magic Mike 3.
Are you serious?
Are
you serious?
No, don't ask.
Justin?
Are you effing around?
I am going to get naked in Magic Mike 3.
Show me.
I'm signing up for
what
full frontal.
I'm sorry.
Show me what you're working
with. I signed up for full frontal.
Are you effing with us?
Get it. It starts with the knees.
Rebecca, is he kidding?
It starts with the knees.
Are you going to be in it? Stupid. Are you going to be in it? No.
I'm just joking.
You're so annoying.
You would pop, lock, and drop it.
Well, you know what? Warner Brothers, I'm here, honey. And her body is in shape.
He's so annoying. I was like, if he's getting another movie, something's wrong with my contract.
Coming up is Kathy Lee Gifford returning to the Today Show, what she just told us. Plus, Gabrielle Union and more stars at the Fashion Awards. We've got the outrageous looks next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes, look, Wendy.
Oh!
Someone sent me
that. Is that Justin?
You look great.
You, get it. Take it off.
Body's the same. Look at my ankle.
Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers. Take a look at that. Yeah.
Get
Are you ready for this,
it.
Wendy?
Get it. I'm ready.
Are you ready, Wendy?
I'm ready, baby. I'm ready for you to drop. Come on. I see you.
Look. Yeah, no. Look.
Come on.
Take
come
it
on.
Down. And yeah.
Wow.
The struggle is real.
The struggle was really real.
The struggle was real. I saw that.
But they set me up. They really set me up with that Velcro.
By the way, we used to, that was, God. God, that looks like so the little show ago. That could, huh? Mm-hmm.
The little show that
could.
That
little studio up there, there was like one table. Remember how rickety it was? We were like, is this thing going to fall over?
By the way, that was when we used to come out at 9 o'clock.
Remember when I used to wear a mini skirt to work?
Yeah.
That's when things were good.
Pre-labia.
Pre-labia. Pre-labia.
The stars turned it out at the 2021 Fashion Awards last night in London. Take a look at Gabrielle Union looking like Jeff Bezos' Saturn side chick. Otherworldly in this Valentino dress. Ooh. How unreal.
You know, these moments are so far and few between where you just, you're aghast. Like, you can't even believe that someone pulls this look off. The glam, the hair.
Yes.
Everything.
All of it. Head to toe.
Galactic.
Yes. Galactic.
It is. Otherworldly.
Can we, I'm going to throw an F-bomb. It is effing crazy.
So good.
Gorgeous. She looks amazing.
She's but you know what? She always gets it right. I'm sorry. I am a Gabby fan.
She's amazing.
She always gets it right.
Mm-hmm. How do you did that makeup?
Priyanka Chopra is giving us full floral fantasy and Richard Clayton.
I love
while
this.
While Nick kept it classic in black. Mm. What I love about these two is the couple never tries to upstage one another. When one's having a moment, the other one is the backdrop and vice versa. Mm. She's having her moment, he's letting her live, and I love that.
That's the secret, keeping it together.
And they both are doing their own thing. I love his jacket and I love the fit of his suit. I wanna wear something like this. I was saying to Jordan last night, like something with a bump like this.
You gotta go somewhere.
Like someone, I know, I can't.
You gotta go somewhere.
It's a lot of flowers for me though.
It's a lot of flowers, but it looks, I love it. It's very fashion.
Billy Porter, Billy definitely knows how to make an entrance. You know, I love Mr. Lightning Can't Jump. He arrived in this houndstooth dress with a gaggle of dancers who were not 6 feet apart. But I guess this is in the UK, so you can do whatever you want.
Yes.
Give it up. I mean, you know what? By the way, I'm done with Billy Porter because Billy Porter knows how to stop a show. Yeah. And if I was on this red carpet, I'd be like, take me home. Because this man came and shut it down.
Roll up the carpet, it's over. He
knows what he's doing. But I'm just, was Richard Quinn honored or something? I feel like everyone's in Richard Quinn.
Richard Quinn is just the jam.
The jam. I'm going on Net-a-Porter.
You better call
now.
Richard Quinn.
Yeah, Richard, call, hello?
Well, it's been 2.5 years since Kathy Lee Gifford traded New York for Nashville. She's telling Francesca all about her new book and how she found her happy place.
Yeah, I loved your voice when you sang at your daughter's wedding.
When I fall in love.
What was the best part of that day?
Oh, it wasn't that. I didn't know I was gonna sing, and I certainly had not warmed up.
You seem so at peace. You seem so happy and so full of light.
I am, I truly am. I'm in a brand new season of my life. I'm doing the best work of my life. I am a very, very joyful person. And it comes truly from the inside out.
I'm curious, why did you write this book? Because we see so many people coming on the book scene with their journeys or kind of, you know, some memoirs that they want people to take away from them. What was your reason for writing this book?
I had no intention of writing this book, Francesca, none. I've written, I think, 26 books, and this is one that I thought, I wouldn't write a book like that.
What are your keys to happiness, Kathy?
Keys to happiness? Waking up every morning and realizing that my life has a purpose. If I have a pulse when I wake up in the morning, I have a purpose. And that purpose is to tell people, not how to vote, not how to think. Tell them God loves them.
We sip it.
My daddy taught me that. You don't drink wine, you sip it.
I am a huge fan of you. And you know, we miss you on the Today Show.
Thank you.
Have you ever thought about returning to the screen?
I would. I don't want to do it from the Northeast anymore. Nothing can take me away from here. Well, maybe Scotland with Craig Ferguson. Yeah. I would do it again, not in my own show, but the girl's still got some dreams left.
You opened up the can, so I'm going to go for it. What other dreams do you have left?
It's new everything's for me. It really is a brand new season, and I feel stronger physically than I ever have. I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm more aware of how precious life is. I've lost so many people in my life. Obviously Frank 6 years ago, but my precious Regis last year and my mom and dad. But if I concentrate, Francesca, on what I've lost, I won't be thanking God for the blessings and all I have. You know, right now, I just wake up with an attitude of gratitude, and I expect God to show up in my life.
Wow.
I expect him to. Kathy Lee's book, The Jesus I Know, Honest Conversations and Diverse Opinions About Who He is out today. Now, up next, we all love a nice holiday movie, right? Well, Cheyenne Jackson is bringing us one with a twist, and he's here live to tell us about it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I grew up your pretty typical small town boy. My folks died when I was young. But I got caught in the middle of a violent snowball fight. But lucky for me, the town came to my side and my spinster aunts raised me right.
It's the holiday parody you've been waiting for. A clusterfunk Christmas serves up the snow and a hot lumberjack to warm things up. Here to chop your wood, it's Cheyenne Jackson.
Wow. Chop your wood. I like that play.
That was really good.
That was so rustic of us to throw that in there.
I could be a writer.
You, by the way, that was you?
Yeah.
Chop your wood, huh?
Chop your wood,
yeah. We know what you're thinking about.
By the way, you are not only a TV and film actor, you were a Broadway guy.
Yeah, that's how I started. Yeah, I was on Broadway.
Casual.
Yeah, I know. Dropped it. Yeah, I was on Broadway. That's where I started about, I guess, 16 years ago. I did about 8 Broadway shows. And then Tina Fey came and saw me in one of them and said, I have a part on 30 Rock that I just want to gauge your interest. What? Gauge it? Well, it's high. My interest is high. So that's how I started on TV. And I thought, oh, wait, this is more money. It's a little easier, like physically.
Yeah, because Broadway, you're every night
Every night, 8 shows a week.
8 shows?
8 shows.
8 shows.
And if you see your friend across the street, you can't be like, hey! You have to really protect the gift, protect the voice. So it was always a preservation. And yeah, so TV was a good fit for me.
How crazy is that? But I mean, look, working in New York, these two were SNL gold.
Royalty.
The whole time you were there.
Yeah.
So
Legends.
What's it like working with them on this movie?
I've been friends with both of them for about 15 years. Rachel, really close with Rachel Dratch. And about 3 years ago, she texted me and she said, I'm writing this movie with Anna. And you'd play like a lumberjack, you'd play art. And I was like, I'm in. You don't have to say anything else. I'm from Idaho. I grew up in the woods with no running water.
No running water.
I had an outhouse. I grew up chopping wood.
Crazy.
This is a special skill I never thought I would actually get to use in a film. And I was like, I'm in. So yeah.
It's really fun
and sweet.
Okay, so we have to talk about holidays, traditions.
Yes.
You have twins.
I do.
We were just talking about how you don't ever stop thinking about them and doing things for them.
Nope.
They are so, my God.
They're so damn cute.
How cute is that photo? Do you guys have any special holiday traditions? You take them back to Idaho? Are you going to teach them how to chop wood?
No.
I'm going to teach them how to chop wood, but my husband's Jewish, so we do
Hanukkah
and we do Christmas. So we do it all.
That's
and
so nice.
No, they're incredible. And you never stop thinking about them. I drop them off at school and literally I sit in the parking lot and look at pictures of them.
By the way,
I just dropped them off.
You're the creepy dad. You're the creepy dad who like just waits in the parking lot for 6
hours.
You'll
know. You'll know.
It's so you always think I'm never going to be this person. I literally I put her to sleep and 5 minutes later I'm looking at photos of her.
Or staring at, I miss you.
It's crazy. I wouldn't, and I'm not admitting that again.
I do the same thing with my plants.
Yeah, I mean.
Do the same thing with my plants. I have a personal question for you.
Ooh,
because I'm just curious.
Yes.
And you can say this is too far. Like, you know, you have no business.
Jesus. Well,
I often wonder because, you know, your kids live in a bubble for the first 4 years. They're not in school.
Yeah.
But at about 5 or 6, they start to, like, question things and ask things.
Yeah.
So I often wonder, because I think about this, at what point do, like, your kids say, wait, you two... But it's not like
our
Kimmy's
boys.
Mom. Yeah, yeah. Like at 5 and 6, are they at that space?
I thought you meant actor. I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, sorry, continue, please.
No, they Well, we just had never made anything an issue. We have friends of all different shapes and sizes, and different. Some of our friends have, you know, some of their friends have two mommies. Some of them have one grandma. But now that they're in school, they have, there are two other kids in their class that have, you know, two mommies, and one has two dads. And it's just a different world.
It is.
Also, we are in Hollywood, and this is a bubble within a bubble. So I am aware of that. But no, they... That Willow just, my daughter, she just found out what gay was. She's like, "You're gay." I'm like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
But she heard it somewhere and she was making the connection. And yeah, it's very, yeah, we're daddy and dada.
Daddy and dada. I love dada.
I love
we let them. We let them choose.
I can't wait.
To call us.
We just heard that Magic Mike 3 is coming out.
Yes.
Justin wants to be in the movie.
You have been working out all through the pandemic.
Mm.
So we want to know.
What? Okay.
Could you?
First of all, A, are you still doing this every day?
I mean, not that. You know, when you're filming something, you're super hungry, and you're like, okay, I'm not gonna drink water that morning, and I'm gonna get a glycogen pump, which you know you.
Glycogen.
It's a gay thing.
I need all of the gay things after I give. I need a glycogen everything.
You need a glycogen everything.
Yeah, I need to pump out whatever needs
well,
to come
I
out.
Well, I have a little Magic Mike connection. They were going to do a Magic Mike Broadway musical, and I did the workshops for it 2 years ago. Channing was there. I played the Matthew McConaughey role. It didn't end up working altogether, but I love these movies, and Matt Bomer is a buddy of mine, and I'll be there.
You're in.
Woohoo!
Well,
woo-hoo.
You know what? We actually have the music to take us to break, but you guys, a Cluster Funk Christmas premieres December 4th on Comedy Central. Hit that music so Cheyenne Jackson can show us what he did.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Give me some ones, Tom. Give me some ones. West Side Story is getting a little makeover thanks to Steven Spielberg. The new version still features the Sharks, the Jets, and even Rita Moreno, who won an Oscar for her role back in the day. Here's what the stars told us at their New York premiere.
When you're a Jet all the way, from your first cigarette to your last dying day. It's an amazing show. The team was amazing. Steven Spielberg is a dream come true to work with him. The character is great. The songs he sings are great, even though I couldn't sing them perfectly right away. But that's good. Anything that's a challenge is good, right? It's worth it.
We need you if we're going to war.
Who are you?
Friend or foe?
It was about a year to find all the cast. Tapes came in from 35,000 individuals auditioning for Maria, Tony, Anita, and Bernardo. Ironically, the second person I saw on my first day of casting was Rachel.
I never seen you before. You're not Puerto Rican.
Is that okay?
Do you want to start World War III?
You have to work really hard for your characters to buy that love at first sight feeling. They made it very easy for us with the lighting and the costumes and the atmosphere. And also I had spent a lot of time with Ansel because we were rehearsing for so long and it just was very easy.
Life matters even more than love.
All of us are like, Rita, but then she's dancing with us and playing the drums the first day she comes to rehearsal. It's incredible for an 88-year-old, she's like, she's as agile as anyone else.
And Ansel Elgort just went missing for revealing Rita's real age.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly.
You don't do that on a red carpet, okay?
Not for a legend.
West Side Story hits theaters December 10th.
I cannot.
Let's be honest. The best part of the holidays are the food. And the food. Maya Rudolph is teaming up with her former SNL co-star Andy Samberg for a new baking competition. And if her kids want anything under the tree, they better listen up.
They all make lists, which is helpful for both myself as well as relaying that to Santa. It also helps keep people in line for about a month, which is good. Like, well, see if you get that. You know, that electric claw you were, that robotic claw you wanted because somebody's watching.
She's four.
But, you know, she lets us know what she wants. It's usually just like to be a unicorn, though, you know? So yeah, that's pretty easy still.
And Maya and Andy are both helping us get into the holiday spirit with their new show.
Welcome to Baking It. One team will win the $50,000 prize.
I was going to say the journey, not the money.
Uh-oh.
That's what my lower back tattoo said.
I'm a pie lady. I like to make a homemade crust.
I like to just wake and bake.
But don't let Andy fool you. He actually earned his baking stripes with Martha Stewart.
You did a very good job.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that was probably the first time I had ever baked, and it was with Martha Stewart, so it was a good introduction into the world of baking.
That's smart. That's not going to lead you to disappointment at all in the future.
It's a good way to kick it off.
I would say having kids was the best thing that ever happened to me until this show. Now this is like my real baby. You know what I mean?
Yes. There's no deaths.
No death, no alien abduction. That we know of. There's a few things catching on fire. There were certainly some fingers that got cut and nicked.
That is true. Some people got burnt at it.
A couple of tears.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Many laughs.
I want a cake that makes me go, what? And then, ooh.
Time to get dirty.
What?
So random.
She didn't eat sweets. All six episodes of Baking It will be available to stream Thursday on Peacock. And if you don't have Peacock, just scan that QR code to sign up. And big congrats to Andy. He's nominated for a People's Choice Award Comedy TV Star of the Year for Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Wow.
Anything else in our NBC section of the show?
Yeah. Okay. Don't. I will pee on
Law
this
Law & Order
set.
SVU okay. comes on pee. Tonight at 9 o'clock. Stabler and Benson reunite. Just joking. Still ahead, the new Hollywood feud coming between two huge stars. Plus, how Halle Berry just made history again. We have more NBC. Stay with us.
Tasha Max, OG crew, together again.
I'm about to make history.
Because black girls rock.
I can bring you pro athletes, top music talent, and double your bottom line.
From now on, you plan all my parts.
That's what I'm talking about. I am the top
eight cousin. You really need to let Tasha Mack do Tasha Mack. I'm changing the game, okay?
Oh,
oh yes. Who is that?
Wendy, is that? When you're not hosting Daily Pop, you star as Tasha Mack on The Game. It airs Thursdays on Paramount Plus.
Yes, it does. Ooh,
tell us what's coming up.
Ooh, give baby. Us some spoilers.
Ooh, you want some spoilers? Okay, well, number one, I live on the jet. Okay, I'm living about that jet life. Yes, yes. I'm the new Kris Jenner.
Oh, yes,
okay. But we got some new players. I mean, look at all that eye candy. It's delicious.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we got new blood. We got old school. We got a little bit of love. It's all about second chances on the show.
I hope y'all got the same HR as selling Sunset, honey. You could be dabbling in some of that.
If okay, you live on a jet, there's not a lot of HR. Things that happen in the sky don't count the same way.
No, the game is coming back. It's like the players stay the same, but the game moves around just a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we got the comedy, we got the drama, we got it's familiar, but it's fresh.
Mm.
But it's exciting, it's intriguing, it's ooh. Sexy, it's sassy, it's all the ingredients that you're gonna love.
Everything you need. And you're also directing a stage show called A Soulful Christmas.
I am!
Tell us about, so you're directing on the side, tell us about
I
that.
She's got Lonnie's agent. Oh
what
my
is,
God!
How is everyone working and doing the damn most? And
everything, we're like, yeah. Well, 25 years ago, I co-founded Amazing Grace Conservatory, which is my baby. It's my passion project. And it's a performing arts school for youth and young adults ages 5 to 18.
Oh, my God.
Issa Rae, Ashton Sanders, Aldous Hodge, they've all come through Amazing Grace Conservatory. And I want to say it's my greatest footprint that I'm going to leave on this earth.
Oh, my
but
God.
But A Soulful Christmas is my baby. I wrote it 25 years ago, and it's a Christmas play. It's loosely based on A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
Yes. So we explore Scrooge, but of course, a la, you know,
yes.
the former president who used to be in office, so to speak.
Yes!
So we use that as the prototype. Yes.
We are coming.
But it's socially relevant. It's December 19th.
Amazing.
It's at Los Angeles Southwest College, and I have 50 youth that are on stage, and they are the stars of
amazing.
Tomorrow today.
Forget
it's
it.
Amazing.
Look at that.
It's crazy.
I can't even
it's
put
crazy.
A sentence together.
It's crazy.
She got 50 people to
Wendy,
come back.
You're amazing.
Stay.
Oh,
damn.
Thank you. But yes, AmazingGraceConservatory.org.
Check it out. Amazing.
We're going to check
thank
that
you.
Out.
Please.
You know who else is stepping up their directing game is Halle Berry.
Ooh.
Halle really can do it all, and now she's being honored as the People's Icon at the People's Choice Awards on NBC.
Wow.
Here are just a few of the ways Halle has made history.
E is 2 years old. Happy birthday, E.
We've been rocking with Halle since 1992 on the set of the miniseries Queen.
It's nice to know that the story does really have a happy ending. And I think it's a journey that people go on in life today. Try to find out who you are, where you're safe, where you're happy. And that's exactly what Queen did as well.
Halle had hit movie after hit movie and made history when she transformed into Storm, the big screen's first black female superhero.
Do you know what happens to a toad when it's struck by lightning? As a kid, I wanted to change myself all the time because I wanted to fit in. So it really was like 6 months ago that I thought, you know, look at all that. I'm really okay, like the way I am. And all my good and bad parts. I wish I were taller.
What she lacked in height, she made up for in talent, making history again as the first African-American woman to win a Best Actress Oscar for her role in Monsters Ball.
I've been coming here for damn near 11 years, and I'm tired. Only reason I'm here, so you can say goodbye to your son.
It was sure cathartic for me, you know? I never dreamed an Oscar nomination would come from it while I was doing it.
Sentence for every nameless, faceless woman of color that now has a chance because this door tonight has been opened.
Nearly 20 years later, Halle is still the only black woman to win that award. Halle rocked this iconic bikini to play a Bond girl and proved she could be a bad girl as Catwoman, which is finally getting some love years after it came out.
Is that something that you think about, Catwoman? Is that something that you were disappointed by? And...
Well, I wasn't, but it seemed like the people were.
Oh.
I worked really hard to be a Catwoman. I learned capoeira, like, I did the work. The disheartening part was I didn't direct it.
Halle just made her directorial debut in the Netflix drama Bruised. And if she wasn't busy enough, she's also mom to her two kids. It's crazy. The People's Choice Awards airs Tuesday, December 7th at 9 p.m. on NBC.
We love you.
Coming up, Gwyneth Paltrow's chef is here to show us how to eat like a star. Yes. We'll be right back.
I'm hungry.
So, you want to eat like Gwyneth Paltrow? It's your lucky day. Chef Kim Floresca from Good Kitchen is here to show us how. I've had one too many Celsius this morning.
You already had a cookie, so I get it.
I was like, Kim Floresca.
And you're hungry. It's fine.
All right, it's all good. So look, now we know that Gwyneth is all about clean eating and everything. So what's her favorite dish at Goop Kitchen?
Well, you know she has her signature salad, GP's classic-ish Cobb. So of course that's going to be one of her favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring you one.
It is really good.
I'll make one for
okay.
you.
We're not going to make this fish, you know, Cobb here because you know we in the studio. But we're going to start with a seasonal soup. So scan that QR code so you can follow along. What are we making and how do we do it?
Yeah, ooh. So this is made just for the both of you.
Oh, great.
I hope you're ready for this. So you're going to take a little bit of oil in the front right here.
Oh, mine's on the side.
Yeah, it's right there on the side. And you're just going to add a little bit of oil. So we only use, this is grapeseed oil.
Grapeseed.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then you're going to add a little bit of onion that we pre-diced.
Ooh, that's a lot of onion.
Oh, but it's gonna, you need to build up flavor.
So no, I love
I like
onion.
How yours is sizzling.
Exactly. Do I need to turn down the fire?
No, no. High heat all the time.
Okay.
So you're just gonna cook this until it starts to, you're.
Until it browns?
Uh-huh. It softens a little bit. You don't really want too much browning. And then what we're gonna do is we're gonna add in our butternut squash. So you can use pumpkin, you can use butternut squash, you can use pretty much whatever you want.
Because I'm more of a butternut squash kind of guy.
Well, this is for you.
Oh, great.
Okay,
it's
love
like we were meant to be right
can
now.
Can you do jams?
Look at whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all. So we have a pumpkin squash stock that we made with all of the trimmings. So we made vegetable stock, and then we put the trimmings in here to do it. So we're going to add it all in here.
You know what's also really cool? It's the holidays, and we use pumpkins for everything, for Halloween and Thanksgiving. You can take the pumpkin filling and put it directly in the soup.
That's right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You can get some squash that's diced. You can absolutely use pumpkin
puree.
So good. And it does. This is our tip. So this is chickpea miso.
Say that again.
Chickpea miso.
Chickpea miso.
That's right. Yeah. That's my stage name.
You get
chickpea
that at miso. Yeah.
That sounds like
you get that at Air
Walk. You know
Mike.
It.
That's the right. Magic Mike. You cook chickpea miso.
Do they have a female version of that?
We'll do it.
Magic Michelle or something.
Yeah.
So we're gonna take this chickpea miso and you're just gonna add it right in there. So it's gonna add some really delicious umami flavor. A little bit of seasoning to it. So it's gonna add your salt and it's gonna add, go ahead and put it all in there. That's okay. Right.
Oh, nice.
And then you can add additional salt. Oh, I mean, you could do whatever you want.
I like mine. You know, black people like, we like our salt.
Careful. So do Asians. So we're gonna just cook this and then you're gonna blend this. So because of time and stage, we actually have this here for you. So this is your pumpkin soup. So you're gonna let this cook until all of the squash is tender.
Love it.
And then you're not done yet.
Oh,
so
not done yet.
You get to be the chef here. So we made a creamy tahini dressing with a little bit of scallion. So you can dress this. So just a little bit goes a long way.
Oh,
so
for
this
the salad.
This is for the soup.
Oh, that's for the soup.
Yeah, so it's gonna add like a nice little nutty flavor without actually adding nuts. Yeah, and then there's also sesame seeds and scallions that you can add onto that.
Put all of this in the soup?
Just a little bit.
Oh, just a little bit. See, yeah. I overdo it.
No, no.
That's okay.
You would like it. You would like it. This is great.
Just a little bit of it, yeah.
And it probably freezes well, too.
Have you been cooking all your life?
I've been cooking all my life.
Well, my job is done.
Uh-huh.
My job is done.
Guess who don't go in the kitchen? The one that's cooking like this. Oh, that's somewhere else. Okay.
So it's just
what are we doing
gives
next?
A little bit of nuttiness. Okay, so then one of our popular dishes is a mushroom carnitas.
Oh, this
and
is
so
good.
So this is our take. So everything that we're doing today is plant-based.
Oh, nice.
Oh, excellent.
With options for the kitchens that you can order from. So this is our mushroom carnitas. So these are mushrooms. So there's shiitake, bella mushrooms, crimini's, a little bit of trumpet mushrooms that we pulled. Mm-hmm. And you're going to add a little bit of avocado oil to it or grapeseed oil.
Wait. Oh, no, did I use that?
No, that's fine. Okay. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So this is different than the grapeseed.
Yeah, that's okay. Whatever oil you got is, we make it magic.
I really do cook.
We make magic, it's okay.
I make greens for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, girl.
And then this is an Aleppo spice mix that we made, but you can also make your Mexican spice mix at home, whatever you want to do. So we're just going to sprinkle it. So it's got salt and Mexican oregano and cumin and a lot of love.
Mm,
little
wow.
onion, little garlic. And so you're going to toss this, and at home, you're just going to take it to an oven, 425, 450, high temperature oven, and you're going to let it cook. And you're gonna cook like 12, 15 minutes.
Wow.
And it's gonna dry out and it's gonna have this really awesome texture of like. Mm. And then we also have our GCC Goop Certified Clean. So this is no preservatives, we make it all in-house.
I love that.
And then this is also, do you?
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Can I come over?
I know. Yes,
why don't you cook for us?
After I'm party.
Over.
And this is our non-dairy lime crema that we also make. And then this is the hot sauce if you wanna add a little bit on. So this is how it would come in the restaurant.
Oh,
in the kitchen.
Guys, yeah. I love it.
Thank you, Chef Kim. We really appreciate it, you guys. Goop Kitchen is now in select neighborhoods in LA. They deliver, so check out goopkitchen.com. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop. Making sure your kids behave leading up to the holidays can be tough, but one dad's method has the internet all fired up. He thinks you should wrap up empty boxes to look like real gifts. And every time one of your kids misbehaves, throw one in the fire and make them think that they're losing a gift. Is this genius or just plain evil?
I think it's...
You go. I'm traumatized
I think
by
it's
the
both.
Thought.
I think it's both. I think it's great. I'm eating my cookie.
I love it.
Yeah. Do you really?
I would do this to
genius.
My children.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how you keep people in line. That's how they're not bored. That's how they're appreciative.
I truly believe it.
Look at me.
I just hope they don't snap when they get older. You know what I mean? It's like, You know, every time they see a Christmas present and the fireplace, and it's like, you know, all of the great memories of Christmas all gone because...
They snap when they get everything they want. Mm. I've done research.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you do this to your kids? Wendy and I are childless.
I think maybe when she's a bit, like, I mean, maybe not throw it. I would threaten to throw it in the fire, but maybe when she's, like, six.
You know
that's
what?
That's so heartbreaking. I mean, to do it and to see your child just lose it and go ballistic, that's
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, probably not. That's
hard.
Really, yeah, it's really cold.
That's
don't
hard.
Even set me up for that.
She talks a lot of shit. She ain't doing shit. That baby's gonna run all over her ass, okay? Thank you, Wendy, for being here. We really appreciate
I enjoyed you guys.
It.
Wendy,
great.
We love having you.
I got good food, good convo.
Yeah.
Don't hide all those cookies.
Right.
And set that DVR. We got a brand new interview with Ariana Grande and Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Plus, the Real Housewife Shannon Bedore is joining us live. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 11 a.m. This Goop Kitchen is one of a kind.
Gwyneth, I love you.